Macca on the line with me this morning. The Avon Footy Association back again this weekend for round 8. And Macca, we've got a big game on for tomorrow, Saturday, Beverley versus Kellertamon.
Oh, it is indeed. Good morning, Verity. Good morning, listeners. Can't go past mentioning the Mighty Fighting Hawks last night. We won the second half. Wasn't that a good game of footy to be involved with? Had to buy a new television at half time, but anyway, so there. Beverley versus Kellertamon. Beverley have been very good. Keller have lost the last game by 10 points. Beverley did very well last week. Cats got a few of them. They'll need to get a few back in, actually. It'll all depend for Beverley whether they can get Moss and Johnson on. They may be involved with Waffle. They're a little bit cagey. Beverley will deserve to start favourites at home, but it'll be a big day of footy, and they're raising a bit of money for a young fella who's, he's pretty crook. Kane Marshall played for Keller a few years ago, and his old man used to coach Beverley. So there'll be a few raffles. The Casserole Tea, and actually both clubs are bringing casseroles to that. And we're still trying to get a few auction items. We're trying to get a Josh Kennedy jumper, which is good because Josh is not doing anything else this weekend. And there'll be something from the Warriors. Simon Macken has just rustling together a few signatures for that.
That's good to hear.
Yeah, we promised we won't get Curtis and Ashley to sign those as well. It'll cost you a little bit more to not get them sign those. But no, we'll all be involved down there. So, looking forward to the day. But I think, starting it's tomorrow, obviously. And we'll be on just a little bit later at 2:30, just to accommodate the AFL game. Matt Chechens has been stood down for disciplinary reasons. He's hopeless. So we've got John Hammond back by popular demand. Hammo will be on air with us at 2:30 tomorrow. Two games on Sunday, and one of them's the Derby, Verity. Now, these derbies haven't meant a lot for a few years because either side of those, one of these two sides has been pretty ordinary. But they are both tracking very well. Railway's on top of the ladder and Fetties are coming hard. Fetties had a big win last week at 82 points and Railway's moved to the top of the ladder with a victory over Kellertamon. This one's too close to call. I'm actually going for a bit of an upset and suggest Fetties might get up in this one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that'll all be happening down at Hendry Street Oval. I think they've ordered extra ambulances. And
it will be a blood battle.
No, it won't. They love each other. They get on like a house on fire. They burn each other's houses down. No, it'll be a great game of footy. Looking forward to bring those results on Monday morning. And York versus Cunderdin, Cellar Dwellers. These two sides have been very good over the last few years. Have just slipped off the pace a little. York at home. Your best chance to get their first... Oh, they might have had a victory. Yeah, they have. They beat Beverley. York... Yeah, they got to win this one, I think, at home just to give their supporters something to crow about. So perhaps York in a close one over Cunderdin at York. And Quirrating at the bye, they'll be looking forward to that. They've been smashed the last few weeks. When they come back from the bye, they'll hopefully have a few more players back. So that's it. Thanks to the Cube. We might have to call in on the way back from Beverley on Saturday afternoon.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for that preview of round 8. We will check in with you for a bit of a review on the Tuesday, actually.
Yes, and there's another sleep in on Monday. Yeah, on the Tuesday, thanks to the Keller Pie Shop and Bakery.
Beautiful. Thanks so much for that, Macca.
Thank you.